This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is hitting Iran with fresh trade sanctions in its ongoing effort to persuade Tehran to stop its nuclear program. There will be new U.S. penalties for financial institutions that deal in the Iranian currency, which should cause it to devalue further. However, Iran doesn't do much of its international trade in the rial. What could be felt more acutely in Iran are new sanctions on the country's car industry. In London, Khazra Naji, a special correspondent for the BBC's Persian television service.
That is potentially very serious. Iran has a very major auto industry. It's one of the biggest in Asia. And these companies and factories that are producing these cars are producing them by importing kits and assembling them in Iran. And this new executive order makes it impossible for countries that are selling car kits to Iran to do that and provide after-sales services. That would have major impact on Iran's car-making industry. I think hundreds of thousands, if not more, jobs are going to be at stake here and threatened.
Mr. Naji, to what extent do people in Iran feel the bite of the existing sanctions?
Well, the economic situation is very difficult indeed. Iranian currency has lost about 80% of its value in the last 15, 14 months, and prices accordingly have gone through the roof. Its life is very difficult for ordinary people. And the executive order comes ahead of the Iranian elections coming up in 10 days' time. And the executive order, by being signed yesterday, propels the issue of sanctions into the presidential debate. So from that point of view, it's also important.
Khazra Naji is special correspondent for the BBC's Persian television service. Mr. Naji, thank you very much.
My pleasure.